Hi, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you for your answer over here. So, very dissatisfied. Okay, so when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first issue being student loan debt. You can say the number out loud.
Oh, 0. I just said, okay, 0.
It's okay. No worries, no worries. So, the next one would be reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom?
Yes.
Can you be more specific?
When it comes to this, we're only provided with what the name of the issue is. So the name of the issue that we have over here is reproductive freedom on a scale of 0 to 10.
Reproductive is like having a child.
Yeah.
So freedom to have, okay. I say 0. That's not a
issue. Next one would be... Next one would be voting rights.
10.
Okay. Next one is democracy.
Oh, man. 0.
Okay. Next issue is climate change.
0.
Okay. Next one is jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Next one is crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Next one is healthcare.
Health what?
Healthcare.
I say 0.
Okay. Next one is abortion rights.
0.
Okay. Next one is racism and discrimination.
You said racist and discrimination?
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Next one is immigration.
10. Immigration or illegal?
Just immigration in general.
I say 10.
Okay. Next one is K-12 education.
You said paid education?
K-12 education.
Oh, 10.
10, okay. Next one is criminal justice reform.
10.
Okay. And the last issue that we have for this question is inflation and the cost of living.
10. That's the main issue.
Thank you. Now, for the next question, as you may know, there will be an election for president. U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, And 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Okay. Now, for the next question, what is your race? Select the all that apply.
African American.
Okay. Now, for the next question, are you registered to vote? Or, like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
It's only two genders. And what I sound like. Not to be funny, but just to be truthful, what I sound like a male. I'm a male.
Okay.
It's only two genders.
What is the year of your birth?
81.
81, okay. Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have achieved?
Trade school. I was graduated 12th grade, but went to trade school.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
0.
Okay. Now, for the next question. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to the community.
Well, y'all, funny with these questions. 0. We don't got no power at all. Americans ain't got no power at all. ain't just black and white. American don't have no power at all.
We have another question right here. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. Where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first person would be Andre Dickens.
Okay, can you say that question again? I understand you said Andre Dickens. What was the question?
Oh, sure thing. So, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very favorably towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorably, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you've never heard of a person or an organization, please indicate that.
0. You don't do nothing. Nothing for the community. Nothing. I actually want to speak to
the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we have the next person over here that is J.V. Vance.
J.V. Vance. Republican or Democrat? I'm Vance. Vance is the vice president runner-up?
Yes.
I kind of like him. I say 10.
Okay, so on a scale from 0 to 10, you would go with a 10.
10. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you. So, next one is Tim Walz.
Zero. Not putting no tampons in men's bathrooms. That's a zero. Ain't no such thing. Men can't have periods. I don't understand why you that's crazy. This world done went crazy.
Then we have the next person up here, that is John Ossoff.
John Ossoff. I'm John Ossoff. I'm trying to see who that is. I'm trying to remember who that is. What is he running for?
If you don't remember who the person is, we can also indicate that. That's totally fine.
I heard of him. I'm just trying to remember his face. But next question. Let's put I don't know.
Okay, no worries. So, the next person is Brian Kemp.
I see. Can I give a 5 on that?
That'd be totally fine, yes.
I do a 5, man. He kind of disappointed
sure.
me lately.
And then we have the next person over here. That is Raphael Warnock.
Zero.
Okay. And then we have the next person over here. That is Brad Raffensperger.
I say zero.
Okay. Let's go ahead and proceed with the next question. So, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Now, for the next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
So not much worse, just worse.
No, worse. To the bottom, below worse.
Okay, so much worse. Got it.
The worst as it can get.
Okay.
It don't make no sense how we living right now as Americans. It's crazy. We shouldn't even be living like this. Next question.
So some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Well, I can say when Trump was in office, even though I didn't vote for him, I didn't vote for anybody, I didn't even vote for Obama, but when he was in office, we didn't have any wars. We didn't have high taxes. We didn't have high food and inflation. And our economy was running smooth, even though we wasn't making a lot of money, but hey, the economy was moving smooth. And we definitely in a bad situation right now. And what was the question? I'm sorry. I'm just babbling. But what was the question again? I can answer it.
Okay, so the question was, in your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Okay, well, back to that. Okay, I'm going to answer that question. But now, if I would have voted Democrat, then my vote really wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter at all. Because now look at how our economy is right now. So I say it wouldn't even matter.
So voting makes no difference then?
Voting, nah, it didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference in 2020.
Okay, so we're going with that one. Okay, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not 100% sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Is the question clear, or would you like for me to repeat it?
Repeat it one more time.
Sure. So we have a list over here of people and events that could have prevented the progress that you thought should have happened by now in the country. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from a 0 to a 10, where a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress, and you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Gotcha.
Got it. So, the first person that we have over here is your local mayor, whoever that might be.
Which is Dickinson, right? Local mayor? Where? It depends on where what city.
It depends on what city you're located, just your local mayor.
Oh, 0.
Okay. Now, COVID-19 recovery.
COVID-19 recovery?
Yes.
What you mean by that as people recovering from COVID or?
It's just the general recovery from the whole situation shift that happened with COVID. Like as a country, right? Or as a state.
Well, I mean, I have different views from everybody. I mean, to me, COVID was wasn't even real to me. I mean, it was. I mean, I didn't go along with the program. I mean, the program that they had us going with the mandate and everything. I didn't follow along with none of that. I didn't get no vaccine or none of that. And the economy, as of the citizens who took the vaccine and went for it, it really didn't do no justice. I say 0. I say 0.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
0.
Okay. Next up, we have black voters.
Black voters?
Yes.
I say 5.
Okay. And the next one that we have is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
0.
Okay. And the next one that we have is Vice President Harris.
0.
Okay. And here we have another question. Now, we're almost done. We're 81% through with the survey. So just hang out with me for a little longer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for your help here. So below is a list of policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you at all to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Is that question clear? Would you like for me to repeat it?
No, go ahead with the question.
So, the first statement is, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Repeat that again.
Oh, sure. That's totally fine. So, the first statement that we have here is, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Zero.
Okay. Next statement that we have. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Repeat the question again.
Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
And who permitted that? Who said that? Was it a Democrat that said that or a Republican?
Sadly, that information wasn't provided to me. We only have this statement.
And the question was, say that question one more time. I'm trying to get what you're trying to say on that.
Sure. So the statement was, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Okay.
So the next statement that we have over here in the survey is, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there's still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Repeat the question again.
Sure. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there's still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Zero.
Yeah. Next statement that we have is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Say five.
Next statement that we have. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Repeat that question one more time.
Sure. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor?
10.
Okay. Now, thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now, okay?
Okay.
So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0, but it depends. It depends. It depends. It depends on the candidate. I'll say 0. Cause I mean, the way the election went in 2020, I believe that it was cheated. I think that Trump actually won due to the rallies, and Biden didn't have any rallies. He barely even promoted himself. So I'll say 0, because I think they cheated anyway in the election, and there's been fraud already been detected that it was fraud. The thing is, the news ain't nobody said nothing about it. Now we're going into another election. It didn't even matter once they find out it was fraud in Atlanta. It didn't even matter no more, because it was too far into the election. So I say 0.
Got it. Now, for the next question that we have over here, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
Okay. Next question. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay, so just worse instead of much worse.
Much worse.
Okay.
Extremely worse.
Got it. Thank you. So I went with the worst option possible, which was much worse. That'll be okay?
That's whatever the worst is. This economy is screwed up.
Nice. I have another question over here. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm a straight man.
Okay. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with my girlfriend.
Okay, I'm married, living with partner then.
Yep.
Yeah. So, next question. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. So, next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither one.
Okay, so in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I'm independent, but I'm leaning towards Republican.
Okay, so you consider yourself independent?
Well, if I'm going to be voting, I'll be voting for Republican. But I am independent because I don't go for neither one of those parties. They're all the same. They just have two different groups. That's all that is.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, since you consider yourself to be independent and you consider that the other two parties to be, would it be funny if we went independent?
Just put Republican on there. So that's what I'm going to be
doing. Okay. Sure. So do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Oh, I'm strong.
Okay, so we go with strong then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how would you describe your employment status?
Well, you know what? I wish you could ask these questions to Kamala Harris. I guarantee you she can't answer them. do you think the Americans, I want to ask you this. Do you think the Americans can afford all this high inflation and then no wages went up? No wages went up. And we're dealing with everything else went up but our wages. So I want to see if you can answer that for me. Cause, we all, as an American, it's a lot of Americans out on the street. It's a lot of Americans can't pay their bills. And, you know, we're losing our jobs and being replaced on jobs too. I've been replaced on the job. So as of our wages it sucks. And I'm hoping that, you know, Kamala Harris and the Biden administration will see that, but they don't. And that's why we're in the predicament we're in right now. They're not doing nothing about it. They want us to suffer out here. And that's what they're doing for the past 3.5 years. They didn't move no wages up. They moved everything else up. We don't have anything self-sufficient here in the United States as oil, gas. And we're getting everything from overseas. And that's why we're being taxed so much. We living like slaves here to our own country. And that's exactly what's going on. And you got people from over the border that's basically making more money than us. And we're paying for it with our taxes. And that's true facts. Illegals got citizens' tax funds, cards. And that's from our taxes. And it helps fund them. While we dealing with inflation with no higher wages. I just want to see, I mean, that's exactly what's going on right now. And we paying for them to live better than us. And we out on the street. Our wages, that's zero. That's a no-no. That's a zero.
Okay. So when it comes to this question specific, you know, I would need to know if you're currently employed or unemployed. So with that answer, I would gather that you are employed.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So full-time or part-time?
I'm full.
Okay. There we go. So, we have, I'm pretty sure this is one of the last questions. So, last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is completely fine.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know. I know it's not enough.
That's fine. Just a rough estimate, maybe. Get 1 month and then multiply by 12.
A month, I say 2,500.
2,500. Okay.
2,500, which ain't enough.
Got it. So 2,500 times 12 months of the year, that would be 30K. Would that be fine if we went with that?
I mean, yeah, that's what it is, yeah. 30K. And if you take out taxes, you know it's underneath that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There we go. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation out here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate your time and patience, and I hope you have a nice rest of your day. Take care.